In the name of the Father, and the Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. In the Gospel of this blessed day, we hear a confession made by Saint Simeon before the Lord calls him to the apostleship. He said to him, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." And this confession is the most important fact that we should know about ourselves before we are to start any good thing. Unless we will come to this conclusion that we are sinful people and we are lacking all goodness, we are in need for Him, there is no way we can change or we can grow spiritually or we can follow Him, as we will see from the sequence of the events that happened today. This point that Simeon reached when he said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man," was the turning point in his life from being a fisherman into being a fisher of men. And the fathers praised all those people who were able to see their sins. It is said that it is more praised that a man would see his sins rather than seeing angels. The people who are looking after maybe seeing visions are not so blessed as those people who come to this moment of reality and know how much they are sinful. In order for any of us to come to know about himself, realize truly in his heart that I'm a sinful person, this actually needs a lot of, how do you say it, confrontation with the truth inside all of us. This happens when someone is really keen in sitting with himself and examining his heart. But sometimes this doesn't happen. We need extra factor from outside to help us to see our sins. The Lord helps us in many ways to make us to come to this point, this changing moment, and to know how sinful we are. So what can make us aware? What can help us to see our sins and be aware of them? First of all, the Lord's gentleness and long-suffering. His goodness made Saint Simeon to know how sinful he is. If every day we look how good he is waiting upon all of us. He is patient with all of us, allowing us an opportunity and a chance to repent every day. This gentleness should trigger us to see in comparison how good he is versus how sinful we are. Looking at him opening the doors of his church for us, and we know exactly for sure that we do not deserve to be in it, it shows us how sinful we are. Allowing us to live and to enjoy till now his mercies should make us to know how sinful we are. Everything is to be seen in contrast. Looking at colors, you know how this is white when you compare it to how this is black. It is the same also. If we are really careful in knowing him, in seeing his goodness towards us, we will be able to come and realize how sinful we are. The problem is usually we look at ourselves only. Our eyes are so much taken into how good we are, how complete and perfect we are. Even when we are mistaken, it is something against our will. We didn't mean it, but we are not aware of him. That's why we cannot, and actually we do not reach this point and this moment of truth, knowing how sinful we are. The Samaritan woman, when she met with the Lord, the discussion went in a way, you know, that can happen between any man and any woman. What made her to come and say that I have no husband, and her life to change? What happened is she examined herself versus him. He was very gentle. He knew everything about her, and yet he still was able to sit with her and talk. He knows that we are not thankful, and he still gave us his goodness. He knows how much we rebel against him, and we turn our faces away from him, and he still shows us goodness. He knows how much we are sinful, and still he allows us to come to the church and partake of his mysteries. If we look at him and his gentleness, this should make us to be more aware of our sins. It also makes us more aware to be of our sins when we see the grievous consequences of the sinful life that we are leading sometimes. The prodigal son was able only to realize how much he messed up his life when he was hungry and lonely by himself, very poor, desperate. At that time, he started to say, "What am I doing? Where am I heading?" But he was wise enough, at least, to refer the problem that he is enduring and incurring to his sinful attitude and his sinful choices. Again, some of the people, even where they are facing consequences of their sins and they are suffering, not only them, but everyone around them, they still accuse others and think of others. They are the reason behind our agony. It is because of being those people being unfair. It is even because of God not being helpful enough. It is this way that makes us away and go astray from the Lord. And unfortunately, if we keep on always thinking of others as reasons behind our misery, we will never be able to realize how sinful we are and how much we need to change. Looking at the consequences of our deeds and referring the misery to the act is the way to make us to come back and admit that we are sinful, we need to change. People do not change simply because they do not think that what they are going through in the difficulties is because of their sins. It is something behind our ability. It's out of our hands. Unfortunately, it's my luck. It helps us also to see our sins when we observe the same sin in others. Usually, this is what happens. God allows this to happen. That sometimes we see our sins manifested in our children. We look at them and we see how they act. And sometimes, actually, even some people say, "I do not know why the boy is saying all of these bad words and cursing all the day. Why he is making all of these lies?" And we cannot take a minute to think, maybe I am behind it. Why my daughter has this attitude towards me? Maybe I am the one who has the attitude, and she's just copying me. Actually, our children sometimes, I'm not saying all the times, they are like the copy of us walking before us. Sometimes observing the sins on others, especially those people whom we care about, people who are around us, and this makes us sometimes to grieve and feel sorry for them, make us to go back and say, "Look, maybe it is me who made him or her to be like this. He was only just copying my attitude, my wordings, my style in life." When I'm addicted to something and then my son gets the same addiction, he is just a manifestation of my mistake walking before me. Observing the same sin in others can make us sometimes to wake up and look at it and say, "Yes, it is me. This is my sin. I see it before me." It helps us also to be aware of our sins when God sends to us those people who brings rebuke to us. King David, in spite of his sensitivity and his loving to God, he was not aware that he committed a major sin with the woman Bathsheba. He killed her husband, and he went in this status of not knowing what he did for almost 9 months, until Nathan was sent to him, the prophet. This man, King David, if we look at his story, we are to be amazed how he did not get it, what he was thinking when he did this. Not only that, but even he did not rebuke himself from inside. He didn't feel that anything was wrong. He committed adultery and he killed the husband of the woman, until the moment Nathan was sent to him and told him the story that made him at the end to figure out, "Oh, you are the man. You are the person who is committed in doing such acts before the Lord." Those people who come and rebuke us, maybe they are sent from God. Don't feel offended or feel like, "I do not deserve it. It is too harsh for me. No, I didn't do anything. My dad, when he came to correct me, he was totally unfair. He doesn't understand. My Sunday school teacher, when he made this comment to me, he was just because he didn't like me. My priest, when he said this, so the change, because he doesn't understand. He doesn't like me so much. He is not fair to me. Look at it carefully. Look inside and see, maybe because you need to change, there is something inside you wanted to see. You have to see it. This rebuke that God sometimes sent to us is a very helpful tool to make us, if we are really keen to know, to come to this moment of realizing the truth about ourselves being sinful. It also helps us when we are confronted by the power of the holy life manifested in those living in God's likeness. Saint Augustine, he lived a life away of God, from God totally. And he heard many times a rebuke from his mom, advice from her, and he didn't get it. It didn't click. Until he read the biography of Saint Anthony. When he looked at it, something moved in his heart. Something made him to realize how much he needs to change. Because he saw in Saint Anthony the example that he was missing. He saw in him God living in him. This is the role of all of us. We should be living a holy life that make others, whoever meets with us, to come to the moment where they can see themselves versus the holiness of the saints. Saint Augustine changed it only by looking and examining the life of Saint Anthony and compare it to his life. That's why studying the biography of the saints is of utmost importance to us. That's why we still read the Synaxarium in the church, to make the heart of all of us to be moved with zeal, trying to copy those people who were like us, going under the same difficulties like us, maybe more difficulties actually, but they were still able to lead a life of purity and chastity and holiness. Meeting with those people who are in God's likeness is a very good trigger that might make us to be aware how much we need to change. It is truly a bliss when we will be able one day to come to realize that we are sinful people. At that time, we will be useful to be used by the Lord as his disciples, as fisher of men. The best way that's handy in with all of us to sit and examine ourselves and see where we are versus the scripture. But if not, maybe it will help us that we look at the Lord's gentleness and his long suffering. How he is so patient with us, so patient with all of us. Maybe it helps us to see the consequences of what we are doing and how much we are paying for the expenses of the sinful life that we are choosing. Maybe it's good to observe the sins that we are committing in others and see how awful it is, how much it is disliked and something that makes us in a way to feel offended. Maybe it will help that we hear a rebuke and we allow ourselves the setups where others can correct us and just accept it. Maybe also it is good for us to be confronted with the holiness shown in the life of those in God's likenesses. Unless, again, we come to this moment, we realize that we are sinful like Saint Peter, we will never be able to change or to be used as vessels of honor, ready for every good thing, used by the Lord as fisher of men. Glory be to God forever and ever.